USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is signing into law the Ukraine Democracy Defense Lend-Lease Act, which would allow the United States and its allies to provide weapons and other resources to Ukraine as they defend themselves against Russia's ongoing invasion. The president explaining why the United States is continuing its support of Ukraine.
The cost of the fight is not cheap. Caving to aggression is even more costly. That's why we're staying in this.
Under the program, the United States guarantees all shipments to Ukraine per their request will be replaced or reimbursed. A similar program was used during World War II. Days of intense winds have been challenging firefighters in New Mexico, where several wildfires are burning, including the largest fire currently burning in the nation, the Hermit's Peak Calf Canyon Fire. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Some states are experiencing a shortage of 50% in baby formula. Elena Contrell, who is a mother, says that she is worried she won't be able to find formula for her son.
There are parents out there Googling how to make homemade formula and looking at animal milks and goats and all of this stuff, and that's just really unsafe. And I feel that we're on the verge of a public health crisis.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, some major retailers are responding to the shortage by limiting the amount of formula that customers can purchase at one time. A new Gallup poll says Americans are more likely today than they were a year ago to report being very or moderately worried about several aspects of their finances. People's concern has increased the most about paying their monthly bills, up 8 percentage points to 40%, and maintaining the standard of living that they enjoy, up 7 points to 52%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Jury selection for the sentencing trial of the confessed Parkland, Florida school shooter is paused until next week. The judge ordered the recess after the lead defense attorney for Nicholas Cruz was absent again today. Cruz faces a possible death sentence after pleading guilty to killing 17 students and staff at Madry Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018. Elon Musk has some high expectations for one of his latest purchases.
Elon Musk's future of Twitter will quadruple its revenue and user base by 2028 while cutting its dependence on advertising. A leaked slide deck, a series of slides used for visual aids during a talk, the New York Times reported citing. Musk's goal is 600 million users by 2025, and that's up from 217 million last year, and 931 million users by 2028. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Two unrelated shootings involving buses are under investigation in Georgia. Police say an officer shot a man who opened fire on kids at an Atlanta bus stop. Meanwhile, a woman is in custody after opening fire on a school bus with children inside just northeast of Atlanta. The Powerball jackpot for Monday night's drawing is $59 million. The odds of matching all six numbers in the multi-state lottery game is one in about 293 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.